sponsorship alert.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We have a new collaboration with Lotus Butter. Our new scents are sure to get those senses tingling and going. We have a brand new sugar scrub and a complimentary body butter, glazed DMs, along with a unisex oil nightcap and three new bath bombs, Kinky Kinky. So if you are looking to get some new scents and get some scrub-a-dub-dub, please head on over to lotusbutter.com. That's LOTUSBTR.com to check out our new collab.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Alessa.
Because I knew it was for me.
Happy birthday to you.
So, shout out to Alessa. Last week was her birthday, but we were on a hiatus, and I fucked up for the first episode. We record 3 episodes every single time we record. So, for every single episode, I wanted to give Alessa a gift, and I tried to cater each gift to whatever the episode was about.
Okay. That's so cute.
So, for this episode, and y'all will see soon why we did this, since we're going to be talking about a lot of ass and shit, I wanted to give Alessa a bidet. And for the last episode, since we announced that that we have a partnership with Cocktails with Cocktails and Lotus Butter, I wanted to get Alessa something that she said bothered her because of her long hoe nails. She couldn't get to the bottom of it. So me and Tanisa came up with looking up some stuff, and we got her plastic spatulas so that she wouldn't run out of nail room to get her body butter out.
That is so thoughtful.
For the last episode, since we were talking about some other shit, I also got Alessa.
Oh, I brought in so many things.
Yeah, we're not done. The next episode is still here. We got Alessa a sex pillow.
Okay.
You mean to put under my bag?
Yeah, like, or for like missionary or doggy style. Yeah. And it also came with rope so you can get tied up. The only stipulation is you have to record it
and send it to you. I got you.
No, send it to the group chat. Trav, you want to see it too, right?
I mean, felt like it was. I'm going to ask Trav to record it.
I
want
to get added to the group chat.
I'm going
to
ask Trav to come through. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
I'm going to slide the box. Trav, watch your feet.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I forgot the last episode, so I wanted to do it in the beginning.
Thank you.
I don't know what's coming for
you. You
get
to touch my booty later.
Okay, with my finger in it.
Right, yeah, right. I'll let you go down my pants. Cool.
So we're going to get into the episode. I appreciate y'all for singing happy birthday to Alessa.
Oh, me too. No problem.
Of course, she's a Pisces sister.
See what I get to my birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to introduce my guest. Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Because I'm excited. We have the pansexual husband himself, Ron.
Yes.
And the father and son fucker / content creator herself, Roxanne.
Roxanne.
Do people do that all the time when they say your name?
Yes.
Okay. As they should.
Okay.
Or the new song. What? The Roxanne. All she want to do is party all night. That's people do that too.
Okay.
What song is that?
You never heard that song? It's the newer one.
I'm a DJ. I feel bad.
You will love that song.
I hear Roxanne and I think of Good Burger. Yeah. And then I think of Go and Put Your Red Dress.
Yeah. Or
and
then the I Goofy
think
movie.
The Goofy movie. Yep. And yep. I think of Goofy movie. So yeah, I've never heard this new Roxanne song.
I'm afraid to hear these answers, but we're going to start with Roxanne. Answer the intro question for me. Introduce yourself.
Okay.
What's your go-to porn search?
Okay. My name's Roxanne Rocha. I'm a content creator, author, entrepreneur. My go-to porn search, people will be very surprised. I like watching pussy eating videos from POV. So I like the ones where the woman taping a man and you can see his face and see him eating it, but you have to be able to see like his eyes and his face. Yeah. And I like when he's looking at her. Okay. It's just like, for some reason, it feels like it's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just sitting there, it's just like, you just looking at it and watching it.
So,
and
I like a good POV.
I got a question, though. Because you said it's like you, but with you not having a pussy, how does that work?
Because it's a visual. Okay. It's just like, for example, like, a guy might not have a big dick, but they watching porn of a guy with a big dick fucking
you're
a woman.
Right.
And it's turning them on. Or it's just like a lot of things that people, how can I put it? You know how sometimes you admire what you lack. You don't envy it, but you admire
so
it.
So that was my next question is like, do you feel like you're going to fully transition? Like, do you want to?
I'm undecided. I feel like when I get married and I'm older, because okay. I feel like that being young, I wouldn't want to do something that I may get a partner that's no, I'm trans, that's not what they're into.
Okay.
So I would rather be married where I know if I make that transition, it's going to be, they're going to be into that versus me making a decision that may put me in a box. It may end up making me lonely or may end up, I get a pussy, my man cheating on me with tranny with a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you
want to
make sure it's the right person. You want to do it for you because it's a psychological thing. Imagine having something all your life and then it's gone. That's like losing your leg or something. You know?
Okay. So we're going to get back to your dick, pause. But what about you, Ron?
Who, me? Okay, my go-to search, it just depends on the day. It really depends on the day. I got probably like 6-7 different tabs open, so I can go straight to whatever I want. Top will be trans. Just depends on the day. I might go straight gay.
So, Izzy, shout out to Izzy. She's been on the show a couple times. She said that you wanted to do the show. And so I was like, send me his Twitter or whatever. So, you know, I ain't shit. So first thing I do, I look at people's likes. So I didn't know if it was a public or a private thing. So I'm like, oh, he's into trans porn. So I'm like, I don't know if that means that he's into trans people or whatever the case may be, but this would be a dope conversation. Then you filled out your form and you mentioned it. And coincidentally, you and Roxanne filled out your form every day. I'm soliciting people for the show every single day. So it's just a coincidence. So I'm like, I'm going to get them together and then I'm going to see how the pairing works. So that's why I said, like, y'all are going to see how the pairing goes, you know, with everything that goes on. And I don't know, y'all don't talk, so I don't know if y'all actually talked outside. And
no, we talked and like, exchanged some info.
I wonder if this nigga
info.
Did this on purpose, you know? So how does that work with, like, your like you being in a marriage? Like, I'm assuming that your wife knows, right?
Yes.
So, like, is that a conversation, like, or something that you noticed about yourself before you met her or while y'all were together?
Oh, I've known that since, like, high school.
Okay.
That I liked everything.
Okay.
Everything. It wasn't anything off of my wheelhouse that I wouldn't do.
Okay. So is like, she cool with it? Like, any issues? Yeah. Okay.
No, she's awesome. She has my back with it all day.
I love that. I assume for her to be so down for you to come on the show that if she wasn't cool with something, she knew it would have came up. So I assume she was cool with everything.
No, just for instance, couple that we mess with, homeboy hit me up and was like, hey, come get some.
Period.
And she was like, are you gonna go or no? I'm like, yeah, I might as well.
Might as well.
I think I'm missing it. Did you go get something from him or his wife?
From him.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that was my next question. My next question was like, have you guys ever interacted in like with another couple or within a more than two or three people setting?
Yes.
So what is like, what's the max number of people that you guys have been with together?
Oh, 5 of us in the bed.
You know, it was a lot of motherfuckers.
He got to do the math on his fingers.
About 5 of us in the bed.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a strong bed.
But,
King size.
California. Oh, and I made the frame, so yeah.
Okay.
Sturdy, real sturdy.
Oh, Bob the Builder nigga.
Yes. That's why she's happy with me.
This is, I be looking for
you
niggas.
See that slut?
I be looking for, I literally, every man that tells me that he can build things, I'd be thinking in my head, like, that's the nigga that I need to marry.
We kind of getting Jesus off this intro question, but I really don't give a fuck because the conversation's so good. I want to just go right into it. So, how are you, like, in that spectrum? Like, do you consider yourself switch, top, bottom, something else? Yeah. Like, how does that go?
Oh, I'm a top.
Okay.
Period.
Okay.
Period.
So I don't know how it goes. So if my questions are ignorant, please forgive me.
No, it's not.
Do tops ever switch off? Do they ever give in to somebody? Do bottoms ever switch off? How does that work?
Yes. All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. I've tried it. Don't like it.
Okay. Because I know Paris said absolutely nothing would touch my booty.
Yeah. And I understand that. Like, I know that some people are like true blue switches. Like, they like to be a top and a bottom evenly. But I know some tops who refuse to bottom. And I know some bottoms who refuse to top.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes it's a certain reason because some people don't want to do the cleanup. You know, it's like some people don't want to do the enema, clean themselves out. A lot of guys lazy.
I don't do enema.
Yeah. If you want to have clean, long, you know.
Good sex?
No, say it, because no, I don't know where.
You don't, if you don't want to worry about nothing, you okay. don't want it to get wet, and you think it is get wet for the wrong reason.
Oh,
if okay. you do it good, okay. you can have fun all night, and ain't got to worry about nothing.
Okay.
But who want to stop, or I feel like if you're not into scat or anything or getting painted on, basically, you.
I know what it means, but explain to our listeners what is getting painted on.
Getting painted on is like, say, if you engage in anal sex, it's when someone shits on you, basically.
This lens is fire.
But but basically, it's when someone shits on you, and that's basically from not cleaning out. Most people in the LGBTQ community, they know how to do that beforehand, but most people in the straight community, they don't. So a lot of times, with some people, it's like, they'll fucking ask for a little bit, that might happen, then they stop, go wash up, you know, do it again. It's never a real experience that they get to enjoy mm-hmm. because of that. So I feel like that's why a lot of people don't bottom, most people top, because they like, they don't want to go through the painstaking process of, you know, doing an enema or douching or whatever way people, you know, may say it. But me personally, I'm versed. I do whatever, however I feel. You know, I feel like I'm one of those people that, sexually, I feel like the bedroom is undefined and you should just go with the flow. I feel like expectations lead to disappointments. Have fun, and everybody's different. So you shouldn't go in there with just a mind state of I'm this, I'm that, because you never know what you like till you try it.
Absolutely true. That's facts.
What's the wildest thing that you've tried?
Pussy. To me, you know. Oh no, but
oh my God, I love her. I don't like bitches like that. So that is that's the wildest thing that you tried.
Was the pussy bad?
No, like the wildest thing I tried, actually, I made a girl squirt like 7 times. And that was just like,
okay, from, stroke game, Roxanne.
I just feel like I have an oral fixation. Like, I feel like anything oral, I know how to do. And when I did it, I surprised her because she had never squirted that many times in one session. And I think that was the wildest thing I did, and eating pussy, because I felt like it was something I would never do, because I love dick so much. It's like, to do that, I feel like a traitor. That's like being a Lakers fan and rooting for the Celtics. You know, like, I'm a traitor. You know, like, I felt that way, but at the end, it didn't make me no different. Mm. You know, when you do stuff like that, it's just like when, say, a man have his first experience in this type of lifestyle, they feel like they gonna turn into a fucking, I forgot what that was. It's on Harry Potter where they do the bad magic and they turn into the thing. They do the black magic. They turn into something else.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I'm
a very
big
Harry Potter fan and I'm mad. Yeah.
She's from the prequel series.
Did they turn into stone or something?
They turn crazy.
They become those little shadow things, black things, and I can't even think of them.
That's how everybody feels like when they do something different, you feel like you're gonna just turn into something. And then after you do it,
first time I got
it's just like, letting go of animal because after you do it, you see ain't shit happen. You ain't feel no different, but it felt good as hell. So come on, let's rock out with our cock out. You feel me? Let's just do it. And I love that.
I guess this is dope.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this episode. I really am enjoying Roxanne.
Yeah, I see what you did there. Okay, so have you ever had a threesome with your wife with a bisexual threesome?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, Izzy, to me, is very dominant. So, was she a dominant situation? How did that work?
My wife just likes to watch, pretty much. She loves watching. But in that situation, the one I'm thinking of, I was more dominant because my man's really wanted me for real, though. So, I just really took charge and, you know.
Okay. So, had to do it. How does it work with her? Like, is she okay to go fuck other men?
Yes.
Okay. Like, so, like, is that like a conversation or, hey, I'll be back? Or, like, how does it go?
It's just not, no, oh, I'll be back. It's, we already knew this person type deal. So, it's no weird meetups or anything like that. So
if she wanted to fuck Trav, like, you would need to meet Trav.
Yeah.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
See, I personally
I love how
don't
he looks
think,
at Trav like, without a doubt.
You want to fuck my wife? Like.
Yeah, I had to make sure.
Trav, like, hey, I don't even know who you're talking about. The reason why I ask that is, me personally, like, if me and my wife were to do, like, an open relationship, like, when we had conversations about doing it before we got married, my personal preference is hear no evil, see no evil.
Right.
I don't want to know shit. I don't want to see shit. I don't want to be a part of shit. Like, and I just trust you. That's how I looked at it.
I want stories when you come back.
So that's what my boy said about his wife. She opened up the relationship. And right. The reason why is, and so she was asking these questions. He's like, why do you want to know all this? She's like, oh, this shit turns me on. I want to hear the stories. Tell me all about it. How was it?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with you.
Because, I mean, of course, you know, we get down together. So I get off watching her get down. So, of course, I want to hear the stories.
Is it anything that you don't want to see her do?
I don't think there's anything I haven't seen her do.
So, like, if she got gang banged by a whole bunch of niggas.
She wouldn't be down for that.
That sounds like a dream.
But would you be okay with it?
If I'm part of that, yeah.
Okay.
But
I can't picture me that's in the corner. That's just not something
she wants, so.
Like, you ever watch those videos? Yeah.
Oh,
like,
I would never be a cockhole.
I can't be the nigga in the corner watching them wreak havoc on my wife. Like,
I don't think I would like that.
Do we go to OHOP after that?
I would want my man to be involved. Like, yeah. if I'm going to have a gangbang or a train ran on me, can my husband be first?
So he got
to
be
exactly.
And last, actually. I want him to be first and
I know this is a wild question, and I want to say I'm attempting to ask this as respectfully as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen somebody fuck the shit out of your wife and you like, damn?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It can't, it's funny. Yeah, sir. Hell yeah. Like, oh, this nigga took her to town. I was like, God.
Took her to town. Like,
how did that make you feel?
Turned on? Shit. Okay. I mean, like.
Like, was it turned on? Like, I want this nigga to do this to me next? Or was it like, I want to see if I can one up that? Like, how was the turn on?
Oh, I always try to one up it.
Okay.
Like, always try to one up it. And from what she say, I do. So.
Okay. I like that.
But, no, I don't think I'll just be all jealous in the corner mad because he just knocked her boots back. Yeah. Hey, somebody had to do it.
Right.
It's a good way to look at it.
I like that. Somebody has to do it. Shit.
You like your bidet?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait.
JG got to set it up.
Everybody likes a clean ass.
JG, you got to set it up for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't set this up myself?
I mean, I don't know, man. With them nails, I'd be wondering what you can and can't do.
Honestly, you're absolutely correct.
With those nails, like, do you even need a filler?
Because it's actually hard for me to get my... I need a new toilet seat, too. I'm about to order a new toilet seat right now.
She just be turning with them motherfuckers.
I'm about to order me a new toilet seat.
So, what's pansexual?
Oh, you want the actual technical definition? Or
I want Ron's definition.
Ron's definition
I'm assuming the technical
is...
definition is blurred between the lines of what you're about to say, though.
Oh, yeah. My definition is, I like what I like. And I'm not gonna complain about it.
So you like everything?
Yes.
Men, women, I'm assuming
trans,
like, but not dogs, right?
No.
All right, cool. Just making sure. I blocked somebody and reported them on Snapchat.
You should, and as you should have.
Yeah. She used to do a lot of freaky shit, which I liked.
Mm-hmm.
This was okay. Sound like a scary movie.
This was like
the Tumblr days. And so, you know, she gave like her few followers like her Snapchat. And I'm not going to go into details, but that Yorkie liked that peanut butter too much.
It was a Yorkie.
And I watched it three times because the first two times I know I didn't see what I saw. And the third time, I'm like, this bitch got...
Third time solidified it, huh?
Licking peanut butter off her pussy.
Yeah.
This is the nastiest... That dog... And I know it's dog abuse.
Yes, it is.
But that dog looked happy as hell.
They said my God.
That was the nastiest shit I've ever seen. I was like... And I said, bitch, you nasty, and that's why I follow you. But this was way past my
you
mind.
You nasty, yeah, that's why I follow you.
But this was some nasty shit, okay? Like, she was doing, like, that was some wild shit.
That is so funny.
You should have called that animal controller.
So, I didn't know what state she was in to know what animal control to call.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I honestly, back then, I don't know how I would have sounded on the phone. They would have thought it was a prank. Look, it's this bitch in your state. I'll send you the video, but her Yorkie eating her pussy with some peanut butter. Like, I don't know how I would have said that, but that was wild.
So that would have been an interesting conversation.
Y'all remember back in the day when you used the original porn and shit?
Said the original porn.
I mean, you know, on a computer.
It's still on the computer.
I'm talking about, like, not Twitter, like, you going to these porn sites and then a pop-up start popping up.
Yeah.
So this pop-up used to pop up after these sites, and it was this girl getting pounded by a horse.
Oh.
And I'm like, that was traumatizing, because I shouldn't remember her face today from when I was 14.
Was that the girl that died?
No, she lived.
You remember a girl died from that?
No, it was a dude.
No, it was a dude. The dude died.
Yeah, the horse was so far up in him and
ruptured his shit.
Yeah, ruptured his shit when the horse exploded.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's when the horse exploded. Yeah.
I guess since we went that far, have you ever had a horse? Not literally.
Hell no. I mean, dick wise, yeah, I've had like a few. Like I got two guys. One guy named Mule. I don't know why it's called his name that. And then I got another guy. I'm going to call him Black. Okay. But they have like.
Black and Mule.
They have some. The dick's so big and pretty, it should be art.
Mm.
Damn.
That's just how.
What's your suggestions to women who like anal and bottoms out there on how to take something that big?
Make sure you clean yourself out. You know, go on your gummy bear diet. You know,
rewind. What the fuck is that
exactly?
The gummy bear diet is like you basically just you clean yourself out. All you eat is candy, gummy bear, shit like that. That's not gonna actually make you shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, what makes you? Of course, it got sugar and stuff, but you're not gonna shit right away. So you eat the gummy bears, make you feel like you're eating something throughout the day. If you really think you're gonna take really big dicks, because if you take a really big dick, you're gonna shit if you don't clean yourself. You're gonna paint if you don't clean yourself efficiently. You know what I'm saying? Like some people, they feel like it's okay. Accidents happen. I'm not one of those people. I don't want anything like that to happen at all with me when I'm having, because I want to have a good time.
Have you ever painted?
When I was a kid, like when I was young. Not a kid, but when I was like a teenager.
Hey, me and Ron was on the same page.
Like, when I was a child. Reverse.
Like, this went dark real fast.
Yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to go in depth with it or not.
My first time having anal sex, I was like 15. So, around that time I did, because it was like, you're dealing with people that, I was dealing with a lot of DL niggas, so it's like, they don't know to tell you that. When you're dealing with other gay people,
so you started
at the time. Yeah, at the time.
Okay.
Because of how I looked. I looked so feminine. I don't think nobody would took me serious as the top then.
Is that how it works? The more feminine you look like.
Sometimes. But, I mean, it's like she said, she was messing with down low men. Mm. So, like, they want to still feel like they're, you know,
exactly.
They, visually, they want to make sure like I'm messing with a woman. And, you know, back then, I would think you were still, you know, presenting as a man or a boy.
Is it more reasonable to think that a down low man is a top or a bottom, or they could be anything?
Like, they could be anything.
They could be anything, but more
or less, they're bottoms.
When they're looking for younger people, sometimes, like back then, I was 15. I was dealing with niggas 30, 20 something. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, they weren't supposed to be messing with me,
right.
But they going want somebody that's feminine, young, because they feel like they could control you, or they feel like that mentally you giving them still the feminine aspect. So they can tell themselves, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, because I'm 32. I'll be 32 in 2 days. So imagine me 15. That's 16.
I was right with the happy birthday.
That's 16 right. years ago. You feel me? So imagine 16 years ago, things were totally different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? People had to, everything was not accepted like it is now. It used to be a site called BGC Live. You go online, you could meet God. It's old school. I'm talking about, girl, it used to be, they had like the people, the guys would be dressed like thugs on the cartoon, on the beginning of the opening thing. You sign in there, motherfuckers on there, they got new pictures on there. You go find whoever you want to look to. It's like MySpace. For the
this,
DL shit.
I was about
like
to say,
Moco,
this sound like
Moco's, remember Moco?
Sound like Backpage before Backpage.
It's called BGC Live.
Mm, okay.
And when I used to try to Google it, Bad Girls Club would pop up. Mm. I remember it was when Bad Girls came out. And then you look it up, you go in there, and that's how you would meet people, because, you know, you didn't know. You can't just walk up to nobody and be like, oh, hey, you know? So it was like when I was 15, that was my first time doing that. Painted on a guy, and I was so embarrassed ever since then. No, because he was like a guy that this probably happens to him. You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about it is so he like anal sex. He's fucking bitches in the ass too. It probably happened, but
get turned on from that?
It started disgusting me. I feel like if you do it, disgusts me. Because I don't like scat. Like, I block people, report people, all that. I don't like I peed on somebody before, but I don't see a person peeing in my face and my all that. No, yes. I'll let you pee on my
ass. You ever get peed on?
Yes.
You ever pee on somebody?
Yes.
You ever pee down their throat?
No.
Oh, okay. Would you?
No, I don't think I would. I don't think I would. That seems a little far to me.
Okay. Like, wow, we found the limit this nigga wouldn't go to.
Yeah, okay. The limit does exist. Yeah,
it exists. Okay, so you won't do scatter piss. Okay, we got it. And so I like bouncing back off of y'all. Like, it's more fun this way. So, Ron, obviously with your marriage, you guys are clearly not monogamous. Is it a title?
Well, title as in, like husband, like, wife,
do you,
and...
No. yeah, of course. Yeah. But, like, do you guys, like, consider yourself, like, open? Like, what... Like,
oh yeah, we have an open relationship, open poly relationship.
Okay.
She's able to have actual relationships as well as I am.
Okay.
So at that point, yeah, I mean, title.
Do y'all families know about this?
If they watch this, they about to.
I was just curious, like, like, what's that conversation like? Because, like, my mom sees clips and shit,
right?
And my dad sees clips, and they're like, "What does this mean? What do you mean by that? I don't get that. I thought she was bi." I'm like, hey, because she's bi, mom, that means she can go left or she can go right at any time. Like, you know, and I'm explaining it because, and I love my relationship with my parents. So I love that I am given the opportunity to explain things for them to at least attempt to comprehend.
Right.
But I know everybody don't have it like that. So
no. But with my sexuality, I am open. Like, if you ask, I tell, but I just don't go around advertising. So,
I like butts sometimes. Like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people don't know I'm paying.
Okay.
So, but.
So, they do.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
If you got to ask, you obviously want to fuck, so.
Period.
Exactly. All right, so before we get into Naughty Time with Dessa, I feel like you didn't do the last one, but that's okay.
No, I didn't.
Give us a story, Ron. Kink party with your wife. Y'all had a foursome in front of everybody.
Oh, that was awesome.
Give us the details. The naughty details.
What do you mean, naughty details? All right, well, started off, got there, ran into this couple. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, I closed the car door.
No, we ran into this couple, and they just, you know, was feeling us. So we got to chopping it up. Halfway through the party, we found a random empty room and just start going to town. And then shit, after that, people just start popping up and watching.
So what, this going to town, was it a swap?
Yes. Well, first, of course, I started with my wife. He started with his wife. Okay. And then swap.
Okay.
Nothing gay happened. Okay. But because, you know, he's real down low.
Okay.
And I actually asked him, like, so what are, like, what's your preference? Like, what's your title with it? Like, he just said he'd go with the flow. So I'm like, okay, so.
Do you think it's an issue with people being, do you consider, is it a difference between somebody being down low and then being extremely private with it?
He's extremely private with it, like that.
Like his wife knows?
Yes. Yes.
So in a situation like that, I don't know if I would consider it. So to me, when I use the word down low, I mean, this is coming from a heterosexual man, so it's not even my business. But when I think and hear the word down low, I'm thinking of someone who possibly puts a negative image or strike on the LGBTQ community. Because I feel like it's you're hiding something purposely from everyone, and that can be somewhat dangerous. Mm-hmm. What do y'all think about that?
Okay. I feel like that. I love that you asked this question, because this is how I feel about it. I feel like they have those people, and it's messed up that they have put a bad stigma on a whole community in a whole, because it's like a person will be down low and get caught with somebody, and they'll be mad at that person that they got caught with, that everybody wants to know about this person. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, a lot of down low men, they'll sit up and talk shit about me, call me all type of shit, and do all this and do all that. Go out their way, but you want to fuck me,
right?
But you want to do this and do that, and they'll sit up with your homegirl. It'll be her man. They'll sit and talk about you like a dog. The homegirl will laugh, not knowing her man is hitting you up. I feel like it gives a negative thing. Most deleting people with HIV is Black women. That's being real. But people are quick to say it's gay people. But what I tell people is, like, margins are small. When you put a margin into America, it'll be less percentage of people. If you put a margin to the gay community, it's going to be a higher percentage because it's less people. And a lot of people don't get that.
Right.
The percentage, the leading cases gay, are black women because of the down low men. That's just being real. It's not because, oh, they being because, let's be real, the disease derives from the gay community. Let's be real, because the gay community is full of guys. Men are promiscuous. Men are sexual. A lot of times, a lot of gay women, you know, they eating pussy. You can't get HIV for eating pussy. You can't, you know what I'm saying? No, because it's transmitted through fluids and blood. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, once they hit the air, it's dead.
Not when to be person, nasty, but if somebody bleeding on their period when you eating pussy, could you get it?
No.
Okay.
Not unless they have you have an open wound in your mouth, which is, I doubt that it'd be big enough for that to happen.
Question. Not playing a devil's advocate. I just like asking questions from both sides. Do you think that women play a negative role in creating the partially some of the reasons why men have to be down low?
The black community, not women. It's the black community in the whole.
Women and black
It's the church. It's the church community in the whole.
Okay.
It's people, because we'll sit up and shun that, but people doing other shit that we should not be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have people rapists in their family and everything, but they will they will beat and shun a gay child, but they will let Uncle Ralph touch the kids.
I literally said, and not beat his ass. Same exact thing.
You know what I'm saying?
He still get to come to Thanksgiving dinner.
Exactly.
But because I like dick in the privacy of my own home, I can't come.
That's the reason why a lot of kids are in sex that had to do sex work or was homeless. You know,
you think,
like,
that creates gay things, like kids that's been molested, creates like that. Like, I know some people, older people, think that if a kid is gay, it's not my words, if a kid is gay, it's because they were touched or they weren't in the church. And I'm like, how many gay choir directors do you not know? Because everyone I know is gay.
I don't believe that's true, because my grandma used to watch me every day. My grandma used to go to church 4 days a week. I never been touched, none of that. I don't even have nothing but one gay family member, and I didn't even know he was gay. I thought his man was his roommate. I don't have no trans people in my family. I never seen no trans people till I transitioned. That's how I knew it was genuine, because I knew how I felt, and I had never seen that. Only person I ever seen was RuPaul, and I know RuPaul a drag queen. I never consider RuPaul as trans.
I was going to say, is RuPaul even trans? He's just
no,
drag.
No, he's a drag queen.
Yeah, he's a drag.
And another funny thing I heard was that, I'm not going to say who said it in my family, but this human being said that they didn't want gay couples to adopt children because the children would become gay. And I had to educate this person that actually is better of a chance that the kid would be straight if they had gay parents compared to straight parents. She didn't have anything to say after that, but you know, I thought that was odd that this is how some people think. And I don't think, because you see, like, if you watch TV and I see that it's gay, like a gay couple on, what's that show? It's a gay couple. Is it Modern Family or something?
Modern Family, yeah.
Like, you remember they were fighting about that when it first happened? I'm like, I don't really think that affects anything. I think that if you normalize something, it honestly doesn't affect it at all. Like, if you normalize black people being in movies, like, nobody's going to be like, oh, it was no black people in the movie, because it's so normal.
Exactly.
You normalize putting gay people in a TV show or movies, oh, it's just, you know, a gay couple. I do think that some things are forced upon us to an extent, but I don't think that, to play devil's advocate to that, you kind of got to force things extra to end up normalizing it to level that playing field, I guess. But I was curious what y'all thought about that, with y'all being in that community.
And what was your question initially?
It was just a statement. I was just curious.
About the gay agenda. Basically, people trying to push a gay agenda. I feel like that's not true. I feel like that it's something that's always been here and it never was represented. And now that it's represented accurately, people feel like it's getting pushed because it's not getting swept under the rug. Like, if you watch TV back in the day, they never would show people have sex, but they would always show somebody pregnant, and they would show the mom and the daddy full limp clothes to the knees, and they would sleep in twin beds. You could watch all black and white movies. If you see them in the bedroom, they're in twin beds. But they never show sex or anything. When they first started showing sex, everything is overly sexualized now, because when they show something that's just being real, everybody doing it now. So it's like, everybody's showing something gay. Now it's a gay Superman, it's a gay Spider-Man, it's a gay this, it's a gay that. Bisexual this, da-da-da-da.
And, like, speak on that, they are normalizing now, like, in movies, soft dick. Like, you know how, like, breasts
used to be
a thing?
Yeah, but it used to just be titties. And it, first, it used titties, to just be titties. And then it was titties and vaginas.
Exactly.
And now they're
soft. Stars will show a dick in a second. Funny, I got Zola outside. And I was watching Zola yesterday, the movie. And the white prostitute girl was fucking all these dudes at the same time. Mm-hmm. Remember they show all these dicks in a row? I'm like, damn, mm-hmm. you can show this shit in the movie? Like, that shit was crazy as hell. I didn't want to see it, but that's not here. The
first time I ever seen a dick in a movie was Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg. And he be at the end, he be like, I'm a star. I'm a real fucking star. And he pulled a dick out. They say it's a prosthetic.
It is a prosthetic. The first dick I ever saw was like Daniel Craig's dick in like a movie where he like in the tub. I can't remember what it's called. It's like he plays a hitman or something.
First dick I saw was mine.
Good.
Oh, hope so, sir.
Oh, shit.
That's what you get.
In a movie? Can you hear me that right now?
That's what you get.
Hold up. But the first time you seen it was in the movie?
No, I just wanted to be petty.
Oh, I was about to say damn.
Oh, no. I seen my dick in a home video. But naughty time with Bessa.
Yes. Okay. So, today's Naughty Time with Bessa. The term pansexual was first coined in 1914 by Sigmund Freud to signify the idea that sex instinct plays the primary part in all human activity, mental and physical. The term pansexuality emerged as a term for a sexual identity or sexual orientation in the 1990s. And I wanted to keep it on theme with today because you're not the first pansexual guest that we had today either. You won't be the first pansexual guest that we have today. So, you know, I was very intrigued by pansexuality because I remember reading a bunch of stuff in women's studies, and it wasn't identified as a sexual identity with the readings that I was reading because it wasn't created. Well, not created. It wasn't used to determine a sexual identity until the 90s. And I was always confused. I'm like, I know this word and they using it weird. Mm. So when I looked that up, I was like, interesting. Okay, Freud is the reason for a lot of sexual psychology.
Nasty nigga.
Yeah.
Roxanne, what the fuck is verbally masturbate?
I'm interested too.
You said verbally masturbation.
This was in your form.
Okay. I like verbal guys. Like, if I watch a video of a guy jacking off, he got to be full. It got to be full head to toe body. He got to be verbal. I hate a quiet person. If you quiet while we have sex, if I'm sucking your dick and you quiet, I think you a serial killer. Mm. You looking at me, just looking at me, and I'm doing it. And I know my shit out cold. Like, if you ain't making no sound, you a serial killer or something.
So you
something
want at least a moan.
At the least. Okay. Like, I like verbal everything. Like, I like, let me know you like what I'm doing. Mm. Let me know. Show me some appreciation. You feel me? Like, that eggs people on. That's like, hype me up.
You know what I'm saying? To get turned on while you giving head?
I feel like you're supposed to. Sex don't supposed to be boring. Okay. If you have moaning and stuff, you don't need no music.
Period. Do I moan when I give head? Yeah.
Don't get head.
Do I moan when I get hit? Yeah.
I know you moan when you give it.
I told you. So remember that day that I was working out and you was like, I'm about to hang up on you because it sounds like you having sex. The noises I make when I have sex is like when I'm working out or when I'm doing yoga. Like, I pant a lot. Mm. I'm a panter.
But that's better than a quiet room.
Yeah.
So, okay. Ryan, you want to hear a crazy story?
Yes, I do.
It's crazy as fuck.
How crazy?
Two guys, one butt. Roxanne has sex with a father and son.
Interesting.
See, I love how he has no emotion. Him and Trav are the same person.
They are. Yeah. They're very similar.
Wow. Okay. So, Roxanne, I got to understand, how did you even find out that they were father and son? And how did this sex happen?
Okay, so I have this guy that always brings people over. Mm. He's DL, but he act like he not. Mm. And he always brings people over. And what I mean by act like he not, he try to act straight. So, like, he basically brings people over. So, he brought this guy over. So, I met the guy first.
Okay.
So, when I met him, he seemed cool and all that, not thinking nothing of it. So, I end up being on Fet Life because I love Fet.
Okay.
So I end up going on there and I meet this other guy. So why the hell is it end up being his dad? Didn't know this. End up finding out they end up both coming over.
At the same time.
Okay. Weird, right? I end up doing, I have actually have a video, both of them. Ooh. I end up giving both of them here and then I end up
at the same time?
Kind of like they was both standing.
Next to
each other. But the point is with dick and right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I forgot what it's called, but yeah, like
I don't know what it's called.
Y'all tell me if I'm being a little dramatic.
Then I did we did a little centipede. I was eating one guy ass.
What the fuck is a centipede?
Okay. When one person in the front, they getting their ass ate, a person in the middle getting their ass, they eating their ass, and then they getting their ass ate too.
So all three eating that. I mean,
yeah, one person to head and one person to tail.
Okay.
But you could do it as long as you want to. Like, how many, ever many people you got. We did that. Then one fucked
me. Where were you at?
I was in the middle.
Okay.
I eat little ass. Okay. You know what I'm saying? If it's clean and all that and all the proper, you know, look good. What's fucked up? It got to be perfection. I can't eat no hemorrhoid ass. I can't eat no hairy ass.
What's a hemorrhoid ass?
You know, people get hemorrhoids.
I mean, but how do you know it's a hemorrhoid?
Because
you can see a bump. But like, you could say like it's a raise in the skin, like
a nodule.
Do gay people get hemorrhoids?
Hell yeah.
Anybody can get a hemorrhoid.
Everybody can get a hemorrhoid.
Let me rephrase that. Can you get a hemorrhoid from gay sex?
Not from sex, I don't think. Unless they doing it wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Me personally, I've never had any visible anything on my, like, perfection.
Okay.
You know, so that I like, if I'm eating a hole, it better look like my hole.
I've seen a couple of hemorrhoid asses, and I ain't never seen one before.
Oh, yeah. I've felt one before because I do a field test before I put my face anywhere.
What's your field test?
I use the back of my hand. I be,
you be going through cracks and shit?
With my knuckle, if I feel anything that don't feel like it's supposed to feel, if I smell anything or see anything on my knuckle, I'm not going down there. But most people I deal with are like, if I'm doing anything, I deal with clean guys. I smell good, you should smell good. Okay. If I went through all this time to clean myself out, you should go through all that time to do the same. Mm-hmm. Because we want to have a good experience. And I feel like also for me having a big following like I have, to be real, the people that hit me up be normal people. I feel like it's a blessing I'm fucking with you. So you should, you know, be grateful and make sure that it's a good experience versus me, because I'm going to talk shit about you. That's just me personally, because I fight.
Nigga.
I'm 32. Yeah. If you in your 30s, 40s, 50s, early 20s, I'm going to talk shit about you because you should know better and you should. I don't fight. People may have the same experience I have, but. Mm. It don't take that much to have, I think, sexual courtesy.
Okay. So I do want to finish some things. Going back to the father and son thing. You ain't think it was a little weird they was down to fuck you together?
I think it was weird, but I already knew it was weird because of the dynamic, how I met both of them. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
You don't think maybe he groomed him?
Not necessarily because of what he liked. The son wasn't he wasn't a bottom. The dad wasn't a bottom either. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he groomed him, because if he groomed him, it would have to be a third party.
Right.
Because when you have sex with people, you get to, like, I'm the type of person where when I have sex with people, I get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick a partner, and if I'm recreationally having sex, it's going to be with that same person for a while, so I get to really know them. Mm-hmm. The son, I had been messing with him for a minute, so the dad, I had only messed with him a couple times from my Fet Life. Mm. So the son, I had been messing with him a minute through my friend. So I kind of got his thing, unless one of them was pump faking.
Okay.
But I don't feel like he groomed him. Huh?
Did they touch each other?
No. It was like basically like a train or like a, you know, like a threesome, you know, but not really a threesome.
I guess coming from a dude who don't want his dick that close to another dick anyway,
it just seemed
a little
close
to my dad's. Like, that's
what they did to each other, because I put both of them on my mouth at the same time.
Exactly. See that?
I
love that.
I'm calling shame.
I love that.
Nope. I'm calling shame. I don't want to be like the king police here, but that's.
Rubbing
father son dick though?
Rubbing dicks. Brothers do it. Brothers fuck bitches together all the time. So
long as that's different.
Y'all came out the same coochie.
That's different.
How?
That is different.
How? I would fuck a father and son.
It's still blood.
He came out of his ball sack.
I don't really see a problem.
It's the same. All right,
we're gonna let it go. Me and you on the same page.
Either way, it's the same thing.
We gonna let them have it.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really see a problem.
You should see if they want to do the show.
Hell no.
That'd be an interesting show.
Baby, you're about to get me a missing on Fox 2.
So
next thing you know, we're like, oh, we know that bitch.
Before we end the show, I did want to touch on prison. So you said you was in prison.
Yes.
And like, so were you transitioning when before you went in or after you went
yes,
in?
Yes, I was. Okay, I started transitioning when I was like 18. I went to prison when I was 23.
Okay.
I went to prison for armed robbery, accessory after the fact.
Okay.
I didn't do no armed robbery.
I was about to say, damn, bitch, you got him.
It was a guy I was messing with, him and his friend. They ran to where I was at. And wrong place, wrong they game. Tried to say I tried to help them escape.
Bitches. Oh, aiding and abetting.
Yeah, so it was basically aiding and abetting after the fact. And the person got hurt. So that was the reason I did like 2 to 2 years to 20 years in the Michigan Department of
Justice. Damn. How long did you end up?
Two years. Yeah.
So what did... Like, so how does that work since you were transitioning? Like, did they put you in just male population when you were solitary confinement?
So this was 2016. Mm-hmm. So when you first go, like, when you're at the county level, mm-hmm. you're in solitary confinement. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in a 23-1, if you know what that, excuse me, if you know what that is. Like, you be locked up for 23 hours. You only get an hour out of day, take mm-hmm. a shower, use the phone, whatever. Mm-hmm. So when I went to prison, they were playing with me. And if you know what quarantine is where you go to get like HIV tuberculosis test before they put you in general population with everybody else. So they had me sitting there for 90 days. You don't supposed to be there for 90 days. You don't supposed to be at Jackson for 30 days.
Right.
So I wrote a grievance on a lady. So when I did that, she's like, oh, well, since you're trans, they like literally tried to make me like lift my shirt up, show the guard. Like she was a doctor, show her my titties and all this and that. So I lied and told them. I said, no, I'm just gay. Soon as I told him that, no, before I told him that, the guard was mad at me. So he put me in a room with this nigga. He thought the nigga was going to do something to me. Mind you, I was in a room by myself. He got mad because I was talking after during count. He put me in a room with the guy. Thought he was going to do something. Me and the guy ended up getting cool. So they did that. So they ended up moving me to a prison, which was a pole barn. But the only thing about it is when you're trans.
What's a pole barn?
A pole barn is, you ever been to camp?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a big, big building. So you know like how they have a barn? Mm-hmm. It's like a big building made with out of beds. Tin with beds.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's like 8 beds in each cube. Yeah. So they made cubes out of it. It's so bad in there that they didn't have nothing for trans people. They put you in there with rapists and child molesters. So people think you a child molester because you in a cube with child molesters and rapists because they watch them. They have to watch them. So you basically in protective custody with people that did weird shit. And you sitting here, you don't want to be here.
They
you
can't even be in there because everybody else is going to try to kill them.
Exactly.
Yeah, and but they got you with them. Yeah. So people looking up your prison number, sending it to their people to see what you in here for. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of was like disheartening. So I said, but told him, like, oh, no, I ain't trans. I'm gay. Mm. They put me in the start. They up my level to a level 2 because they wanted me. They thought I didn't have my high school diploma because you remember when they changed the thing where they was getting all the records wasn't at Drew anymore. For, you know, like if you need your
transcripts. You go up in a level because you ain't got a high school diploma?
Because jail is because very prison and prison.
When you go to
prison,
the level 2 is the place where they have the college and all this and that. I was at a level 1 with the pole barn. So they moved me to level 2 so I can go to school, a vocational trade, all that. So I had a bunkie. They moved me in. I had a bunkie my whole time. I had a good time. Why I get violated in 2020? So I got out of 2018, got violated in 2020, went back. Oh, 2020, they not playing. They got the trainees by themselves. They got all the, like, it's totally different than when I first went. They wasn't playing that shit. They had bitches by themselves, all that. It wasn't no, you got no bunkie. It wasn't no nigga put paying for no commissary. None of that. They watch you. But the first time, they wasn't. It was you. They threw you to the wolves.
It was like they didn't know what to do at first. So
they didn't know what to do, but they didn't care.
Yeah. So did you have sex in prison?
Yeah, like twice.
Let's talk about it.
I was a more so smooth talker. I was a smooth talker. So I was missing one guy. I ain't going to say what they did because they might still be in there and people might know them. But they had different positions within, you know, jobs. You know, in prison, it's different jobs you can get that are good jobs. A guy had got me a job and we used to clean the showers and he would fuck me in the shower, but I would have to use the brush so they wouldn't think we doing nothing. So all you hear is so while he fucking me, all you hear is the brush. I'm brushing the wall because it's like the shower is like a big room like this with just shower heads coming out. So when you clean it, y'all have to scrub it, like scrub the wall, scrub the floor, all that. So everybody locked down. So we the only ones in there. We cleaning it. So he like bend over. So I'll be bending over and I got the brush like this.
How
like
was
this.
You what lube was you using in prison?
He ate my ass.
So spit.
Yeah, I guess so, okay. Yeah.
So how did you make sure you didn't, like you said, paint them? You couldn't.
Because you get stuff, you have bottles in there, everything. Like you could buy shampoo and all that. Use a shampoo bottle. Use a shampoo bottle that you get the little, you know how like you have eye drops? They got the eye drops with the thing. You just put it, yeah.
Y'all
you just put
smart.
That and squirt it up in there.
I thought the ramen noodles I seen getting cooked was crazy.
I know you be seeing them prison videos. Motherfuckers get, it's some niggas in tech.
So this is what I heard. From when I used to watch Oz. So they don't use chip bags as condoms? That was fake.
No. I mean, you would kill yourself if you use a chip bag as a condom. Me personally. You got gloves and stuff. People have gloves. They got all type of stuff. Yeah, but you got latex gloves like that shit. It's just at your discretion. Like, you got to think in prison, you get tested all the time. Like, people, they don't tell you that. You get tested every 6 months in prison anyway. So, it's at your discretion. You can ask the person, well, let me see your last, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, because you know ain't nobody in there unless they, because only person that could give somebody something in prison is a new person.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? Like, if it's a motherfucker that's been in there, we been getting tested. I've been here 6 years with you. We've been getting tested. Who the fuck gave me something? Because everybody here, if only time somebody has something, if one person has it, you know? And after I messed with him, and then I messed with another guy. And I used to ride his dick. He used to sit on the toilet. He'd wait like an hour. He'd go in the bathroom and put his little jacket up there. And I'd wait like 30 minutes. And we had a specific time. And I would go. And he was the one who used to do everything for me. Because from me having the type of case I had restitution. So I couldn't get any money in.
Oh, so you
he done bought me a TV. He done bought me a whole bunch of stuff.
He was a prison princess.
But, yeah. But you had to have that. Unless you either fuck it or you gotta.
I
had to be able to talk good.
I got you for sure. Well, this has been a great episode. So I've loved this conversation so much. But prison princess, I've had a great time with Ron hearing my prison princess Roxanne. This has been absolutely wonderful. But this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. And as always, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube and our Patreon, especially our Patreon, because that's where we put all the kinky, exclusive and bonus content that we have for our viewers. Make sure you please visit lotusbutter.com. That's lotusbtr.com to check out our new collab, our unisex bath bombs, body oils, body butters, and body scrubs for all of your bathing and moisturizing desires. And just remember, make sure she comes first and always ask for permission.
And send Alessa some money for her birthday.
Yeah, send me some money for my birthday, y'all.
This has been a great episode.
I accept all forms of credit.
All right. I'm gonna put this in the box.